Let's dig into this idea of cleaner air during the pandemic, because people are talking about how different the air and sky seem to be. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips takes a look at how the pandemic shutdown has given scientists who monitor air quality the gift of a natural experiment.
Here's what I've been hearing from a lot of people lately. The sky looks so much bluer. The air seems fresher. Things look a lot more clear. I live in a Philadelphia row house, so in social distancing fashion, I pointed my microphone over the back fence to ask a few neighbors what they thought.
Totally clear. It's so gorgeous. I don't remember it ever being clear like this day after day in my whole lifetime.
I think I noticed it last month when I had the windows open. It smelled like it was clear, fresh, a lot than it was in the past.
I wondered how these observations compare with actual data. Is there a measurable difference in air quality? Lilia Hawkins is a chemistry professor at Harvey Mudd College near Los Angeles. Lilia researches air quality and climate change. She checks out the figures for ground-level ozone, or smog, in the Philadelphia region.
In terms of ozone, I would say this year's data looks like they're maybe a little bit lower than previous years through March and early April. And then right now it kind of looks like it's on par with the previous years.
So are my neighbors just imagining cleaner air, or do we really notice such small changes? Pete DiCarlo is an associate professor of environmental health and engineering at Johns Hopkins University. DiCarlo says there's a clear link between increases in air pollution and poor health.
And so while we might not know that the air is cleaner, our bodies might feel that difference in ways that we can't really perceive.
My neighbor, Shari Hirsch, says she does feel better. She bikes and walks every day along roadways in the city.
You know how sometimes we have a high-pressure day, and it's like this day, and it's really clear? It's like if it's rained the night before and there's no particulates, it's washed it all clean. But not day after day.
The particulate matter she talks about, those are tiny particles that can get stuck in your lungs and come from all kinds of things, cars, trucks, buses, power plants, and even cooking. High levels of particulate matter create haze, and that changes how we can see the horizon. Shari's right that weather can play a huge part in determining air quality from day to day. It's important to point out here that air quality in the spring and fall is always better than winter and summer. So I asked Hawkins, is it the weather that is making air cleaner for people like Shari, or is it the shutdown, or both?
So that's a hard question to answer. I would say in Los Angeles, what I saw from the month of March is it's definitely cleaner than the previous Marches, and it's not just due to weather, although we did have quite a bit of rain.
Right after the shutdown, air quality in LA improved significantly. Back in the Philadelphia region, EPA data shows that particulate matter pollution is lower than normal for this time of year. Hawkins told me that air quality is local, even hyperlocal. My next-door neighbor, Joe Huelskamp, has lived in the same house his entire life, so I wanted to check with him. He also notices a difference.
It just feels nice. That's the only way I could explain it. I could feel it right now with the cooler temperature today. There's buses are being cut down. We had three buses coming up our street, the 7, the 32, and the 48, and they're only running the 7 bus.
Yeah. So, yes, that would have a major effect because just taking one street over from the major bus path can really change your exposure to these primary pollutants.
Although EPA data shows some decreases in pollution for this large urban metropolitan area, it's not capturing the dramatic changes I'm hearing from my neighbors, Shari and Joe. But the data is also not measuring those hyper-local differences, like the pollutants from diesel buses that run up and down my street. So what Joe says he notices about this spring could be due to fewer buses burning diesel right outside our front doors. Hawkins says some neighborhoods, or even blocks, including my own, could be relatively cleaner.
For me, the natural experiment is really interesting because it's going to help us answer questions around the extent to which various activities,
contribute to air quality.
She says it will be a while before scientists can come to a conclusion on how this natural experiment impacts public health.
When you poke the system and you watch how it responds, you can learn a lot. So I think there are certainly important discoveries that will be made when we see how long this lasts, we look at what information we have, and we analyze it.
Pete DiCarlo, the researcher at Johns Hopkins, says opening things back up will also give them an important set of data.
Right now we're seeing a huge reduction in passenger vehicle traffic, but what's going to happen when people start going back to work and going back to school and are maybe afraid of taking public transportation? Are there going to be more cars on the road? Are we going to not only get back to the levels we were at, but actually exceed those in terms of passenger vehicle traffic?
DiCarlo says he hopes that's something local governments will consider when planning to reopen. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.